Good morning, everyone. Well, thank you. I've had a bit of a battle this week with these two readings. I'm going to be honest with you, okay? As normal, if I'm preaching on a Sunday, I read our readings and then I pray about them and I ask God for his wisdom, his guidance as to what we should be thinking about this morning. I was also aware that we have a sermon series, the I Am Sayings of Jesus. And it hadn't helped either that over the Christmas break, I'd read the most amazing book about preaching. And that book was telling me that when you preach, when you do a talk, you have one point. Just one point. I can see Gordon smiling at me there. Just one point when you're preaching. Well, I've read these readings and over again, and then I read our gospel reading, because that's the one we're looking at today, over and over again. And there was definitely more than one point that was coming through to me. So this battle's going on in my head. By Thursday, I'm still no clearer. So I'd had a full-on morning with our grandson, decided after he'd gone, get my boots on, off for a walk. I was about three quarters of the way through this walk when suddenly it came clear what we should be thinking about this morning. So I'm doing a little jig like this, I'm smiling, the dog, well, our dog is running round, and a man comes round the corner and he took one look at me and thought, I think he thought I'd actually lost it. So I then had to explain to him. And what it was, this one point that we are going to look at this morning is sharing our faith. It may not always be easy to share our faith. It can be tough, but God's love is for everyone. And we need to make sure that everyone knows about him, about his love. So, now let me try to explain. And so we're going to take a deeper look at our gospel reading this morning. These verses provide us with a great model for sharing our faith. We see throughout the New Testament Jesus taking every opportunity to bring people to a knowledge of truth which is found in him. In our John reading this morning, we heard about the woman at the well, and herself, she then goes on to share her faith, her new found faith. And then at the end of our reading, there's a reminder that the task for each and every one of us is sharing our faith, and it's ongoing. That sharing of our faith is ongoing. Jesus had decided to return to Galilee, the most direct route to Galilee, passed through the region of Samaria. Now, this region would have normally been avoided by Jews because of their dislike of Samaritans. The Samaritans were descendants of the Israelites of the Northern Kingdom who had intermarried with foreign settlers after the fall of Samaria. As a result of this racial intermarriage, they were therefore no longer considered to be truly Jewish. Jesus did not live by such prejudices and restrictions, and therefore took the direct route to meet the Samaritan woman at the well. We're told that Jesus and his disciples came to Jacob's well, and it was the sixth hour. That's midday, that's noon. And being tired from his journey, Jesus sat down to rest while he sent his disciples off to get some food. It's at this point that our Samaritan woman comes to the well to draw water. Now, this is really strange. No one goes out in the heat of the day. That's a job that would normally be done either in the morning or in the evening when it's cooler. So why would this woman go out in the midday heat? Maybe it's because she's a social outcast, and coming at this time would mean she wouldn't have to bear, put up with the looks and comments of the other women from the town. So there's Jesus, he's sitting by the well, and this woman walks up. What do you think he sees? Most Jewish men of his time would have seen a woman of doubtful moral character, who even worse, was a Samaritan. Their first thought would have been to totally ignore her. And even if she was brave enough to speak to them, they would have turned away. But what does Jesus see? He sees an opportunity to share the gospel with someone. I believe it is here that we start to approach the central theme of this passage, which is that every opportunity we have, we must share the gospel of God's love. In other words, we need to share our faith. I wonder if, like me, you may see an opportunity arise, but you should I? Shouldn't I? Well, one of the most amazing things about the gospel and God's love is that it's for all sorts of people, and all sorts of people, everyone can be touched by it. So let's be brave and let's listen to that small inner voice that sometimes goes on and it says, come on, tell them about God's love. I mean, look at our woman today in our reading. We heard that she'd had five husbands. She was living with a man. She had little or no social standing. She would have been looked down on by everyone in the town. And what's more, having heard what Jesus said to her, she then goes off and she spreads God's love. So we need to have that confidence to never pass up the opportunity to share God's word with others so that they can experience that special love. Now back to our reading. Jesus opens his conversation with the woman by asking her for a drink. This would have taken her by surprise because a Jew would never share eating or drinking utensils with a Samaritan. This element of surprise though, it actually raised the Samaritan woman's interest and it instigated a conversation. The woman said to Jesus, "You are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" And Jesus responds, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." Wow, what a smooth talker Jesus is. See how smoothly he moves the conversation from a cool drink of water to the water of life. The woman, though, she can only think of living water, meaning running water. Something that's really rare in a climate like in Samaria. But Jesus isn't talking about physical water. He's talking about spiritual water, about spiritual life. He says, "Those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water I will give will come in them, a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." And the woman then responds, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." And Jesus says to the woman, "Go call your husband and come back." Now the woman then realizes that Jesus knows about her life. And she attempts to then change the subject. Firstly by saying, she doesn't have a husband. And then when that fails, she tries a theological discussion with Jesus. And she said, "I know that Messiah is coming, When he comes, he will explain everything to us. And Jesus, this is when our I am saying comes in. Jesus then declares, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. And there's a couple of verses afterwards, which we didn't hear, which explain her excitement and the need to go and share what she's just heard. She has just heard Jesus say to her, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. And at this point, she can't hold back. She leaves her water jar and she runs back to tell all the people what she's discovered. Here is a treasure too good to keep to herself. Could this be the Messiah? Is her cry. She can't keep it to herself. She forgets her embarrassment, her poor social standing. This news overrides all of it. And I guess it's a pity that we all actually sometimes lose that excitement of when we first encounter God in our lives. And somehow we need to pull that back. We need to hold on to that excitement and not be afraid to share our faith so that everyone can have the wonderful gift in the world of a relationship with our loving God. We need to be listening to God, being attentive to the Holy Spirit's leading. When we're unsure about how to share our faith, we need to check in with God. He'll give us a nudge in the right direction and will give us the words to say. He will help us to integrate our faith into our daily life and make an impact on those people around us. So, our one point today is to remember, and every day actually, to remember to share our faith. Amen.